You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We are off and running for the 2025 season for the Buffalo Bills. The team does fall 34-25 to the New York Giants to begin their preseason, their lone home game for this preseason at Highmark Stadium. It was certainly not boring by any means. A little bit of a late comeback for the Bills does fall short, but we are off and running now. Football is well and truly back. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on your Bills postgame show. We are, of course, looking forward to hearing from the head coach, Sean McDermott. And when he does speak, that is brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. But we'll start today with what was at least an offensive show for the day. The Skyworks stats of the game, Skyworks Equipment Rental, building America from the ground up. And Derek, quarterbacks had themselves a day.
Mitch Trubisky, Mike White, obviously both vying for that quarterback two spot on the depth chart. Both showed pretty well today. Mitch Trubisky, 9 of 13, 138 yards, and one touchdown. No interceptions, no sacks taken for Trubisky. Mike White, 8 of 13, 112 yards, two touchdowns. He did get sacked one time for an 8-yard loss. Shane Buechel also had himself a solid day as that QB4 on the depth chart. 10 of 12, 91 yards. He was sacked once for a loss of 2 yards. But again, it does look like all three of them, pretty solid days all throughout there. So we got no real answers. Trubisky, I think, played overall better, but White still held his own there. Rushing the ball, Ty Johnson leading the way. 3 carries, 26 yards on the day. Frank Gore Jr., 5 carries, 21 yards to follow up after that. Leading the way receiving for the Bills, I mean, a 58-yard pass to end the first half is definitely a way to help keep you on top in a preseason game. Tyrell Shavers takes that, adds another reception to total 2 catches, 70 yards on the afternoon. Frank Gore Jr., second on the team in receiving, too. 5 catches, 49 yards, and ultimately denied of that last touchdown attempt at the end of the game. K.J. Hamler had a 39-yard touchdown in this one. Darrington Evans, Dawson Knox also with receiving touchdowns for the Bills there today. On defense, Kanta Jenkins leads the way with 6 total tackles. He does get a QB hit as well. The Bills do come away with no sacks. Unfortunate to see there. Cam Lewis, Joe Andreessen also with 5 tackles on this game. Andreessen with a tackle for loss on the afternoon as well. Really good game from Andreessen here. Mm-hmm. This afternoon. On the other side, I mean, the Bills quarterbacks were impressive. So were the Giants. All of them. If you were a quarterback in this game, you had a good time.
Yeah, you looked like you were having a pretty good time. Even funny enough, like the fourth guy for the Giants, Tommy DeVito, looked pretty good, more than fine. Jameis Winston somehow got an intentional grounding penalty by throwing a deep ball, which is my second favorite player today.
That's peak Jameis.
And then Jackson Dart as well, who was somebody I was excited to watch, not on the Bills. Maybe had the play of the day, his touchdown, but also, if you were a Bills fan, that was impressive too. T.J. Sanders absolutely bull rushed in, and he sits there in the pocket, takes the hit uncorks one. Little Jordan Humphrey down the sidelines. I believe Dane Jackson was in
Dane
on coverage
Jackson
on
was
that.
In coverage on that.
Wasn't burned by any means. Humphrey had a step on him, but it was a great throw. I was entertained by most of this game. It did go on a little bit long because of spot reviews and late timeouts, but for the most part, for a preseason game, I had a good time watching it.
Dart, by the way, 12 of 19, 154 yards, and a touchdown. He also does something that Bills fans saw often enough. Also led the team in rushing. Three carries, 24 yards for Dart on the afternoon as well. Dante Miller leading the running backs along the way with 10 carries, 22 yards, though, only 2.2 yards per touch. Dante Miller, though, while he didn't have the greatest game in yards per touch, he had 7 catches, 80 yards.
Yeah, led the way
led
for
the
all
way
receivers.
For all receivers, all players today with that. Little Jordan Humphrey, Jonathan Ward, Gunnar Olszewski catching touchdowns for the Giants this afternoon. Those are your Skyworks stats of the game. Skyworks Equipment Rental, building America from the ground up.
803-0550, the number to call. You want to jump on, give your thoughts for the preseason here. We are waiting for the head coach to take the podium, get his post-game thoughts. I will say, though, right off the bat, Derek, you know, the big thing we were talking about, and at least for me in the pregame, you know, who needs to get results and who I was looking for, it was Mitch Trubisky. And look, to start, it was very reminiscent of last year. You weren't going to learn much. This doesn't look great. The defense is really stifling them. I mean, Abdul Carter, by the way, looked great for the Giants early on. He got two clear wins over Deion Dawkins, but Trubisky kind of settles in. It's a little bit more with the backups at that time as well, but mm-hmm. to be fair, that's kind of who you expect him to play with a lot of the time. But he really kind of settled in, and probably the play of the game for the Bills actually is the Tyrell Shavers deep shot to end the first half. Shavers, I mean, that's kind of what I want to see when I said Mitch Trubisky, you know, has to be a guy that performs today.
Right.
Is stuff like that, of where now a lot of us who aren't at practice seeing it every day and going, yeah, you know, Tyrell Shavers really belongs. Like, every Bills reporter I saw said that.
Right.
But a lot of us are not in Rochester watching these practices. You know, we're not able to see it. We're going off of, you know, word of mouth and the written word. Now you got to see Shavers break open. And he also had a nice 12-yard catch as well when he entered the game for a first down. He had one as well with Mike White that he's open. It's just in a bad spot. He really popped today. And that's something you want to see, especially when, as we've mentioned, there's room on this roster for receivers to find not just playing time, but actually, like, you know, put something on the score sheet.
Especially when you're fighting off players like Christian Wilkerson, KJ Hamler. You're trying to make sure that you avoid falling victim of mm-hmm. the cut day.
Yep. Or Shavers, even just finding yourself on the practice squad and you're kind of like, man, I feel like I can be a part of it. This is how you can really break out. You mix good preseason with what we're seeing in practice as well. That's how you're going to get out there. I will say, though, with, you know, as good as Tyrell Shavers looked, this is where I do sit here, and I tweeted it out today too. You know, what does that mean for Elijah Moore? There was a play early on with Trubisky at quarterback. Kincaid gets a catch. It's his lone catch of today as well. I think for, what, 6 yards or whatever? 10 yards.
Yep.
On that long third down. But Elijah Moore is streaking open. And you wonder if Josh Allen's the quarterback, does he hit him? And it's a big play, and we're talking about
does
that.
Does he go more aggro on the intermediate instead of trying to check down there?
But ultimately, it doesn't happen. And so I am looking at guys like Tyrell Shavers going, man, hell of a day. And I'm not doing that for Elijah Moore. And he's somebody that has had a very quiet camp. Not to say a bad one, but a quiet camp. And then to not even, I don't even think, get a target at all
he
today.
He did not even get a target. He did not get a look in this game. And considering the amount of players, though, that play, I don't think that that's a bad thing either. Keon Coleman gets one catch. It's a 0-yard reception on another play that I thought Trubisky didn't need to go that quick mm-hmm. on the check down, but he did.
Agreed, yep.
At least with the Kincaid catch, there was Abdul Carter.
Man, he
Abdul Carter was hanging around his neighborhood and he didn't like it. And I understand that.
I saw a Giants reporter. He played 6 snaps today, 3 of which were pass rushing snaps. All 3 of them, he got a pressure and a QB hit, I think, on the down. I mean, he was all over. And that's against Deion Dawkins as well. He was doing that on. Here, let me grab this. Yeah, so all 3 pass rushes resulted in a pressure and a hurry per PFF and Next Gen stats. But even still, I mean, that's against Deion Dawkins. I mean, that's also a top 5 pick and a guy that was awesome at Penn State.
Yeah,
if you're a Giant fan today, you got to feel pretty good about what you saw in your 2 first-round picks in Dart and Abdul Carter.
Yes, That is the thing. Like, if you're a Giants fan, absolutely, it was what you needed to see from two first-round investments. And even on the Bills side, they gave up 34 points today as a total team, but there were some things that you could go ahead and walk away with very happily mm-hmm. about the defensive adjustments, the players that were added. We both pointed it out. TJ Sanders, you mentioned on the dart touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
Sanders, he registers two quarterback hits on dart today. And considering how dodgy dart was looking today, that's good. Deion Walker with a really nice swim move to the inside and then comes away with a batted pass right near the goal line.
Yeah. Almost was an interception.
As they're backed up in their own area there. Those are plays you want to see. Joey Bosa looked fresh, looked exactly what he should be. It's always going to be about availability that's a concern with him if he's able to stay healthy for 17 games in a season. Matt Milano. If he looks that good in September with how fresh and how fast he was looking getting to the ball, we might have to get giddy about the linebacker all over again.
Yeah, there's a genuine level of excitement with him, I think. Oof. And I've been slow coming to it just because he is older. He's out with injuries. I don't want to get too excited. And I think I think I'm being fair on that. But same thing with Shavers. When you can, when you're joining really good camp reports, plus, the moment you saw him in game action, he looked exactly how everyone's reporting. Yeah, first play. I can only be hands off excited for so long, especially when that's the thing. The difference with Shavers, he's unknown.
Yes.
He's probably battling for wide receiver five spot. Matt Milano, 3 years ago, is a first team all pro and considered the best off ball linebacker in the sport. And then he picks up injuries. So if he's healthy and has still got that speed to his game, I mean, you're looking at, again, maybe an all-pro player.
If I get Matt Milano first play against Baltimore shooting out of a cannon to make a play for 0 yards, I'm like, we're all the way back.
Yeah.
Forget it.
803-0550, the number to call. Again, we are waiting for Bills head coach Sean McDermott to speak with the media. If that does happen, we'll have to go right to it. But since we do have some time, let's get connected to our fans. Brought to you by Verizon, the official 5G network of the Buffalo Bills. And our first caller of the afternoon is Bob out in Cheektowaga. Bob, how are we doing this afternoon?
All right. God forbid something happens to 17 because they won't win three games. Why is Trubisky on this team?
Performance was fine. I mean, last year, and even up to this point, sure. But today, I feel okay. I don't feel great, but I feel okay.
He laid that kid out in the first series. He could have got hurt. He should have never thrown that ball to Ray Davis. Throw it away.
I mean, it's just a good read by the defender. Bob, thanks for the call. It's a good read.
Today's not the afternoon to go on waxing about panic for QB2.
Now, ultimately, I think that is true of every team. Your starter goes down, we immediately turn the page to April is right around the corner. The draft is coming up.
Yeah,
today is not the day. I think is to bash Trubisky. That play again is the quick read. He throws it out. The defender reads it perfectly. Does he stare Ray Davis down a little bit?
That's the problem.
Sure.
It's easy to read because he stares at Ray Davis the entire time and it allows that to be a good read. But also, I will give Scott that. But that is also one play.
And Allen has made those plays before too. It happens. The defense also plays.
He throws think about this. Trubisky's already 9 of 13 in this game, right? 138 yards. There's a bigger chunk that should go into that because Zach Davidson dropped a gimme in the basket. Like, some people will say that was behind. No, that thing hit him in the hands. That ball's exactly where it needs to be.
He had one of the tougher days. Him and Jackson Hawes.
Yeah, tight end three.
Hawes, it got to a point you weren't even watching for how he was in terms of blocking because he had a really bad drop right away, and you're like, that's the one thing that we needed to know how you're doing.
And Davidson drops a ball that was in the bucket. If Allen throws that, we're loving that throw.
Yeah.
Like, every day of the week. That was a great throw. Again, that's also one play. What's the rest of the work look like there? Are there a couple checkdowns from Trubisky that I would like to see a little bit better of attacking? Of course. Is today really the day to panic about this? I've seen worse preseason games from Bills quarterbacks in the past. This isn't one of them.
Funny enough, including Trubisky. Today was not one of them.
Yeah.
803-0550, the number to call. Again, Sean McDermott will be speaking with the media. We'll carry that live when he does get to the podium. But for now, we will take a quick timeout. This is the Buffalo Bills Radio Network.
Welcome back into the Bills postgame show. Derek Kramer, Zach Jones here with you from the Amherst Studios on the Buffalo Bills Radio Network. Bills losing preseason game number one to the New York Giants, 34-25. But overall, if you were watching quarterback two, it was a good day. If you were watching some of these wide receivers, probably a good day. You got to evaluate a lot from the Bills passing attack, from the backups, from the receiver depth chart, up and down this game. And again, if you look at the stats, 331 total yards passing from the Bills, 317 total yards passing from the Giants. It was an air show.
Yeah, which, funny enough, it did not start like that.
Show off for the kids.
Super did not start like that.
No, it did not.
It felt a lot like, oh, this is going to be kind of rough, at least for the Bills, because Dark gets in there, what, like the second series for the Giants? And he was pretty good kind of from the get-go.
Yeah.
Where the Bills kind of, it took a little while. But we go now to the podium. Bills head coach Sean McDermott speaking with the media.
Nice to see you also.
Always nice to see you, Sean.
All right. We'll go ahead and get started. You know, a lot of guys got some of their first experience dipping their toe into the NFL for the first time in real live game action. So that was good. Thought we really, the guys fought hard to stay in the game at times and then mount a comeback at the end there. Really appreciate that. That said, there's a lot we can take from this game, both young and old and coaches and players. So that's really where you start with it. You go and look at the film, and there'll be a lot to go through tomorrow when we get together. Update on James, that's probably a question you guys have. James and I had a good conversation yesterday. We talked about warming up. He agreed to warm up, but not play due to his situation right now. So that's where we're at. So no change really overall.
If you can elaborate on that, if maybe you don't care to, but when you say to not play, what's the compromise there? You just wanted him out there, make sure he was there, or?
No, he was. We wanted him to play. I want him to play, but I don't really want to, go into it any further. There's really no change at this point in time from what it was going into this weekend and the game today. So, he warmed up, like I said, but at this point, due to his situation and the position he's in, was not willing to play. So that's where we're at. Again, it was a good conversation, but really no change overall.
What did you like about how Mitch did getting the start?
Yeah, I thought he did some good things, In particular, I think it was the third drive, maybe third or fourth drive there, moving us down the field, got into a good rhythm, made a couple great throws there.
Sean, just with James, do you expect him to practice this coming
week? Yeah, but again, let's move on. We can talk about the guys who played. I think that's the right thing to do and the fair thing to do right now. So James's situation is James's situation, and let's talk about the team.
Sean, along the lines of Mitch, Mike had his moments too. How do you assess that backup quarterback race right now?
Yeah, no, I think both of those guys did some good things. Both of those guys moved the team down the field, at times, and I'm sure both have some plays that they want back. Just overall, we'll continue to look at it. They'll continue to battle as we get back into practice this week.
We just talked to Joey Bosa in the locker room. He said it might have been about 6 years since he played in the preseason. Was it good for you to see him get some snaps in that setting, and did you like what you saw?
Yes. We were out there first on defense and had a chance to get off the field on a first third down. Bigger picture now, but specific to Joey, I thought it was good that he got out there. It really was. And same for our ones, get out there, get their – minds right, minds around, hey, playing and getting into warm-ups and going out there, getting some maybe pregame jitters going. And that's, the ramp up to the season here. So as you could tell, we got a lot of work to do. I thought Joey, again, did some good things there. Looked like in the run game in particular on a couple plays. And I appreciate him being the pro that he's been to this point and going out there and playing.
Jordan Hancock has a lot on his plate early due to his versatility today.
getting pressure, open field tackling, interception that's negated by a penalty. What did you think of his first game?
Yeah, it looked good. Again, you know, you really don't know until you watch the film. I'm not out there watching a specific person necessarily, but there's certain guys that you could feel. They showed up in the game. You could feel them on special teams, feel them on defense in this case, Jordan being one of them.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Have Ray Davis kick the extra point even though you haven't signed a kicker this year?
You know, you never know, right? I just feel like what if it happens in a game? We've been on the other side of it where a team has lost their kicker. I think it was in pregame warmups a few years back. So you kind of make a mental note of that and saying, hey, what if it happened to us? And with T-Bass out, even though we signed a kicker, I wanted to see what it would look like. It's different doing it in practice. We've always practiced it, but the transition, right, the pit stop, we score, Ray's on the sideline, they're hitting his lug nuts with the pit stop, and we're getting the shoe off and getting the other shoe on. And I think Coach Tabor may have tied his shoe for him. I'm not sure. But it was really good pit stop and then the execution. So really cool to watch.
So 0 to 100% of being practical versus what percentage of that was because it's fun? And you have
because
team
it's
that
fun.
Has done things that you will keep your guys engaged just because it's fun.
Well, yeah. I mean, it is fun. I mean, it's fun to see that. I think it's energy producing and – Ray takes a lot of pride in things, right? In particular, playing running back, being a great teammate, and then in this case, kicking. And like, what happens if it does happen? What are we going to do in the middle of a game? Now we're a little bit tested, at least. I don't plan on doing it again this preseason. I think once is enough. I don't want to him to pull a hamstring or whatever trying to kick an extra point or a field goal. But it was good for us to do it. When I was on the sideline after that, I'm like, okay, how much of it is, in fact, realistic in a real game? If we had to do it, how quickly could, let's say Ray scores, right? I mean, that's going to be a challenge to get him all the way back. So we got to come up with another plan, you know, pit stop. Maybe somebody reruns the shoe out to him, you know.
It's a high school thing, right? Quarterbacks never know.
Right. Yeah.
Like,
this is like we're filibustering here. We could talk about this all night.
It's
hey,
the preseason.
Hey, John, you
yes.
Are you
done with
that?
That
it was.
Hey, jump in whenever you want. I will. Special teams is obviously something we're all paying attention to. Return game. We saw who was out there today. Have you made any inroads on what do you think's happening return wise?
You know, we wanted to see a few guys today, really as many of the guys as we could. You know, guys have been back there. There's a number of them, in addition to LaVisca, Codrington, and then, you know, Frank Gore, KJ, Evans has been back. You know, so there's a lot of them, and we're trying to see if we can get through them all and get them all a touch and an opportunity to show us what they got in live action. It's one of the harder things to practice live. Right, full speed is running down on kickoff, and because of the numbers and guys who are healthy, then also, you know, the physicality of the play. So.
Would you consider maybe one of your toughest roster decisions is dedicating a position to just a return guy? Because Codrington really last year didn't really help you on defense, but he was the return guy. Can you? Yeah. Is it hard to create that one roster spot?
It is, but we're constantly looking at it because it is increasingly becoming an important spot, right? Because the game with the rules this year, again, changing, continue to, like you saw the play today, right? Or even, you know, after half, we were discussing this as a staff 2-3 days ago. All right, what's the decision before half? Are we going to kick it into the end zone? Where it used to be a team would just, they sit on the ball, there's X amount of seconds left, they'll sit on it, ball's at the minus 20, touchback in the old way, right, or years ago. Now it's at the 35. Now the team may say, hey, okay, we got one play and we're throwing it in the, you know, throwing it in the Hail Mary. So the game is constantly changing, and with that, the situations change. And so that play overall, and then in particular the returner, is becoming a really big part of the game. So it's definitely drawing our attention.
Sean, along those lines, LaVisca, you seem like you had him at gunner. He was the starting kick returner. You gave him a punt return. He made a nice play on the two-pointer. I know he started camp hurt. He may be playing a little bit of catch-up, but where do you feel like he's at, and what did you think of those varied roles that you gave him today?
Right, intentional. We were intentional with that, Coach Tabes in particular, and then Joe a little bit as well, and just trying to see again. You know, you're talking about you know, these down the line guys in terms of what they have to be able to do as opposed to, hey, just one spot, one position. It's hard to keep niche players unless they're, you know, really special. So every situation is different, don't get me wrong, but the more you can do, the more you help us out holistically on the roster. And as you said, you referenced LaVisca and playing those, you know, different positions. I think that's important. And, you know, Codrington, we're moving him around on defense and seeing what he can do, as well as, you know, the punt returner spot as well and the kick returner.
How about with Shavers? Because he keeps making plays. You've talked about him, and then you got him out in some teams. Can he help you in special teams and help himself in that case?
Yeah, that's going to be big for Shaves. We feel like we know what he can do, you know, out at wide out and things, and he continues to show us that. And it's, okay, now how good can you become on special teams, and what phases or how many phases can we get out of you, again, just in terms of versatility and the value overall.
Sean, to look at film on this, that fourth down play, the execution pre-snap and post-snap that we did that touchdown to Hamler from Mike White, talk about the offensive line, make the protection. How impressed were you with that entire group and the operation?
Yeah, huge. I mean, these guys don't always get, they're not always playing together. Right, so to get out there and to be able to execute that and at that level is really impressive, I think, overall, and just proud of the guys. You know, it takes leadership too, right? So who can rally the guys, get them all on the same page? I thought Mike did a good job, Shane as well, and Mitch. I mean, those three guys, I thought, did some good things in the game.
Some of your players over the years have talked about, you know, how in the preseason you're not necessarily game planning very much for a game. Is there a way you could like put a number on it? If there was like one, you're not doing anything, and 10, you're really, really into the game plan. Like, where does it fall? How much work are you doing to get ready for the Giants? And how much of it is just looking for individual things from certain players?
It probably differs a little bit, you know, within each phase. You know, offense may do just a little bit more or a little bit less 1 week. You know, but I mean, really, we're hovering around 0 and 1, I would say. In particular in the first game, because I'm just a big believer in allowing these young players to play, not have to worry about, you know, the volume of a game plan, and we get a better feel for who they are as football players when we can just watch them react and play fast and not have to think. We'll move on from here and graduate a little bit, but even still, I mean, we don't do a lot. Every team is a little bit different. We don't do a lot as it relates to game planning in the preseason.
It sounds intentional, right? It almost sounds like you want to see how they react without knowing exactly what the plan is.
It's how they react. Yeah, I mean, without having to balance a game plan on their shoulders. But there is an element of, hey, what can they handle game plan-wise? And we'll get into that a little bit, like I said. But, you know, overall, that's how we do it. It may not be the same for everybody else.
I know you guys are super familiar with Curtis Samuel. Availability continues to be kind of one of the storylines with him. How much is he kind of missing out on how much he's been out the last couple of weeks, and what does he have to do for the next couple of weeks kind of gain some ground?
Yeah, I'm excited this week to see who can really get back. I am. I mean, we've had a number of guys kind of in that just over here, that grouping, and they're working hard. They are. You know, Kurt's one of them. And he knows, and they all know, availability is important, right? It's time to go, and you know, the season's not far away. So we have a lot to learn from today. Wasn't where it needed to be, in a lot of ways. So we've got a lot of work to do, and getting these guys back to put in the work is part of our challenge right now. And so the season's not waiting on us, but we need some of these guys back, and back fast. Good. Thank you.
That was a Buffalo Bills head coach, Sean McDermott. And his podium appearance is brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Before we take our next timeout, we will allow everyone to pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is the Buffalo Bills Radio Network.
Sports Radio 550 WGR Buffalo and WKSE HD2 Niagara Falls Buffalo, 98.5 FM.
An Odyssey Sports Station.
Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on the Buffalo Bills Radio Network, breaking down the Bills' 34-25 preseason game number one loss to the New York Giants. 803-0550 is the number to call. Mo, Jack, we'll get to you on the other side. We got to catch up on some breaks here. This is Buffalo Bills football. Welcome back, everyone. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on the Buffalo Bills postgame. As the preseason got underway, the Bills do fall to the Giants 34-25. I do believe this is the Bills' first loss in Highmark Stadium since the 2024 preseason. So they've had a pretty darn good record as of late.
My God, you're right.
In that stadium.
What?
Good game overall, though, in terms of enjoyment. It is a preseason game, and it's hard to take any hard line stances from it. There can be guys that look good. There can be guys that don't look great, but it is vanilla on all three phases of the game. Special teams as well, pretty vanilla. I mean, Ray Davis kicked a PAT today. There's only so much you can take from it, but
you do it for the kids.
I was fairly entertained, especially this is coming off of, and we talked about it in the pregame, Derek, last year, the first two preseason games, the Bills didn't even score 10 points.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was 6 and then 9. And that's where we were talking about Mr. Trubisky. Like, this is why there's a backup quarterback competition. It did not look good. Today, at least, I got to have some takeaways from a number of receivers that are a little bit further down on the depth chart. The starters, not so much. Palmer really being the only guy that flashed and that is going to be probably a day one starter. But, you know, seeing guys like Christian Wilkerson and Tyrell Shavers and even Frank Gore have really good days. KJ Hamler getting a touchdown as well. That's sort of what I wanted. It's not going to be anything definitive. But for guys who have maybe been having quieter camps to maybe pop a little bit, to add those plays to their resume, at least for this year, could be huge for them going forward.
One step further, you kind of got some evaluation on the backup quarterback fight.
That's absolutely right.
It's a fight.
and the two of them, there's been reports they are kind of like in step with each other. They match that.
What's
both,
funny is
both
I don't...
had their periods of quiet time.
Yep.
And McDermott said it in there. He, you know, like some of these guys, they probably had plays they wanted back too. And that's very true. But both of them played well. White throws two touchdowns over 100 yards. Trubisky, 138, leads the team.
And they're both, their pass ratings is two, both incredibly high.
Pass rating, completion percentage, yards per target, all of it.
That's the only thing is I don't think either one of them actually made any ground up.
That's the thing.
I think it's stayed exactly the same if this is what it was.
If both played well, much like the opposite of what the Colts did on Thursday, which was neither of them made ground up on winning it because both were bad.
Mm-hmm.
Both of these guys were solid today. I'm not going to say either was great, but both were solid. And that's fine. And that means we get to see more of it. If you get a definitive leader out of any of this, fine. If not, I don't mind a quarterback depth chart again if Trubisky plays like this.
Oh, especially because we've got two more of these preseason games. I need something to keep me engaged, if we're being completely honest. 803-0550, the number to call. Let's go back to the phones. Mo is up first this segment. Mo, how are we doing this afternoon?
I'm doing well, thank you. Yeah, this is Mo from Connecticut.
All right, Mo, what you got?
Yeah, I'm just calling. I just was watching the game, and I just can't help but think about how those receivers that played, I mean, that was pretty much all the starters. That's pretty much all we got. You have Terry McLaurin trying to go somewhere. When Jim Kelly, who he just spoke when he did the commercial, was beautiful. You know, his receiver, he has a Hall of Famer receivers. Can Josh Allen, how can they expect to win a Super Bowl with this core? I mean, do you think we can trade James Cook for McLaurin? Can we get McLaurin somehow?
No.
I mean,
no, probably
this
not.
Doesn't make sense. Okay, thanks, man.
Yeah.
No problem. It's not
about the ideal of what you're trying to pitch. It's that James Cook is not going to give as much value as people think.
Yeah, he's not that valuable. He's a running back looking for a contract in a contract year.
And is currently holding in.
Holding in. It's not that valuable. I understand the sentiment completely. The thing with the Cook trade, number one, it's highly unlikely, especially at this point. If that was going to happen, it was going to be way early in the offseason before the draft or a little bit after the draft.
Right.
That's when it was going to happen. Now, not so much. I will also say on Terry McLaurin,
yep.
Let's not overbuild how good McLaurin – I think McLaurin is very good. McLaurin also had a breakout season last year in terms of touchdowns, but was around the same in terms of catches and yards. McLaurin is a good receiver. I would not say he's a great receiver. I would go as far as to say very good. Also, in terms of the wide receiver core, can you imagine them winning a Super Bowl? The Chiefs won back-to-back Super Bowls with a pretty mediocre wide receiver room.
Even one that is, like, kind of underwhelming.
Yeah, but it is about how the pieces all work together. In terms of seeing the starters, you didn't actually see much of them.
No.
It's hard to take any takeaways from it because they were out there for a drive. Again, Josh Palmer was really the only guy. Keon Coleman, I will tell you, I actually kind of enjoyed how the game started. It was just a false start by Dawson Knox, but his was just a quick out, 4-yard pass, get it to him, and see if he can cut up the field, which is something I know Sal Capaccio has talked about with Keon, that he's become much more, but deliberate in how he runs his routes, where he's turning up the field real quick and going, and you're seeing more of those breakaway plays that he had a little bit last year. I like to see that. But then the only other play he got was I want to go back and look at it because I'm not 100% sure if this is what was happening. But it looked like he was playing, you know, quote unquote, as a big slot, and they just had him going across the line of scrimmage to just, you know, get a pass, hopefully turn up field. The linebacker just was right with him the whole way.
At the end of the day, is Terry McLaurin incoming as a Buffalo Bill probably wide receiver one on the depth chart? Probably.
Sure, yeah.
Is that going to really make a drastic difference? And I don't know what that answer is.
I'll say no, he's 30 years old.
And that's the thing.
You're going to pay a 30-year-old a lot of – because that's the thing, too. If they trade
also
him –
also contract related.
If they trade him – and not to stick on this point too long, but if they trade him, it does mean that $7 to $8 million ground that we've seen reported is not going to be made up. And that means if the Bills do trade for him, they're going to make that up, and they're going to spend a ton of money – on a receiver that is turning 30 years old at a position that when that happens, it doesn't look great. And I will also say this. The Bills had a receiver that was an all-pro for 4 years with Stephon Diggs, and they didn't win the Super Bowl either.
And so they're just
trying
as good then.
Yeah, and they're trying something different here. And to be fair, they put up 30 points per game last year.
And while I know that the past does not guarantee the future, it does seem like this is an offensive mindset with Joe Brady that everybody eats thing. McLaurin is a value, is a volume type receiver. You do have to feed him. And this offense does not really like to predicate that. I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing, but I do know that it works for this team right now.
At least through season one, once Amari Cooper was on the roster, it worked.
And that is something that you could argue in favor of a McLaurin trade. But again, it looks like Washington and McLaurin are so far off. You need a team that is willing to buy in on that contract negotiation and go, we will pay that.
And that's around, what was that, $33 million a year? Because that's what DK got, right?
And the
32?
Bills are not in the greatest of cap situations right now.
No. I mean, that's also where if you want, you know, the Micah Parsons trade, it is, okay, but you're going to be trading other people, or you're going to have to be making a lot of contract movements to get that done, and that probably won't be happening either. It's just, right now where the Bills are at, and really right now where the season is at, it's hard to make these trades happen. It just is. I'm not saying they don't happen, especially on the smaller scale. They absolutely do. But these big monster trades, that's tough to see it happen. Especially the Bills have put a lot of stock into Josh Palmer and even into Keon Coleman and Dalton Kincaid.
I am never going to tell you not to dream. Dare to dream.
Mm-hmm.
I am unfortunately going to check the brakes if there's something to it that is just not going to be there within the same frame of reality. I was trying to get the Buffalo Sabres hype on things to happen this past offseason. I get brutally reminded. It is still fun to dream. Dare to dream. Just know that it's probably not real.
Let's go back to the phones. Jack is up next. Jack, how we doing?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Doing well.
You know, it's funny to hear these calling guys worried about the backup quarterback. You know, I go back to Jack Kemp and Daryl LaMonica, and then Frank Reich, who was probably the greatest backup quarterback of all time. And we got two guys that I think are pretty good. So whoever wins the competition, I don't care. If it's Trubisky and it's White, I don't care. I think they're pretty solid back there. They're maybe not the greatest quarterbacks, but that's what your number one quarterback is, right. Your greatest
right.
quarterback.
Bingo.
You know?
Jack, thank you for the call, and I'm going to say it like this. You feel better about it because both played well today. If both flopped around today.
They put up 6 points or 9 points like the first two games last year.
If it's a competition last year and they're scoring 15 combined points in two games, you get very concerned about it, actually. It's just today's not the day to be concerned about it. That's all. That's all you have to say about it. They both played well, and if they're going to keep doing it like that, that's an iron sharpens iron type of thing. If both of them flounder next week, for example, how quickly do we turn that around? Answer is, you shouldn't.
You shouldn't, but also because of the past, and I think even how other people just do feel about, namely Trubisky being the main backup quarterback, and I'll throw myself in there too. He does have a short leash, I think, with a lot of us, myself included, and especially because I have wanted the Bills to take the backup quarterback position, quote-unquote, more seriously. I want them to maybe invest a sixth or seventh round pick in a high potential rookie quarterback, a la a Joe Milton last year for the Patriots. They took him in the sixth round. Or even this year, Trey Lance gets a one-year deal, $2 million from the Chargers. I'm not saying they're going to be all, you know, they're going to be world beaters or anything like that, but there is potential there. And really, this is a big part of it for me too. I don't have to change the offense too much if, say, Josh Allen does go down for a game or two. I think that's maybe my biggest worry for an Allen injury is it's that little one, and that for the week leading up to that game, the offense radically changes.
I have evil thoughts
now. There's no escapability. They don't have the arm talent that Allen has, so there's going to be certain route concepts they shouldn't even think about running. Now, with that being said, and this is where James Cook is valuable to the Bills, if that were to happen, we have seen over the last 2 years, James Cook has legitimately won games for the Bills with Allen basically kind of just hanging out. You look at the Dallas game from 2 years ago. You look at the weather games that they've had, like in San Francisco, where, Allen has the great play to you know, he gets it pitched back from Amari Cooper. But a lot of that is a run game because of the weather.
That pops off because James Cook pops one off.
Mm-hmm.
The Bills are off to the races because of the run game that day. And like Ray Davis has one of his best games against the Jets in primetime. And yeah, they have a balance to their attack. Can they survive a game or two? Goodness forbid. Maybe. They have the team construction now and an identity and a solid offensive line to where you can go, you can give them a chance. However, you look at that offensive line, it got rushed to hell and back today by the Giants front four, which is terrifying. So if you have a front, if you have a high-end talented defensive line facing against you with a backup quarterback, yeah, of course it's not going to go well. That's just how life works.
The Giants were a good test for that, though.
That was a good test.
Quietly, they're a very good test because of how much they've put into that defensive line. And we brought it up in the pregame. They continue to with, we've already mentioned Abdul Carter, but also Darius Alexander.
Brian Burns is on
there. Brian Burns is already on there. Dexter Lawrence might be the best defensive tackle in the sport, potentially, or at least a top five at his position.
I don't even know if Brian Burns suited up in this game.
He may not have, but they have enough talent.
Why would you?
I mean, I remember during the draft when we were talking about when they took Darius Alexander, we were sitting there going, another one?
Yeah.
Again? Okay. I mean, but, so it was a good test. It wasn't great for Dawkins today. Abdul Carter, I read the stat out. And, you know, in six snaps, Abdul Carter had three pass rushing attempts. He registered, what was it?
Three hurries.
A hurry and a pressure on all three, mm-hmm. and they were on Dawkins. Now, with that being said, he's a top five pick and was considered, arguably, outside of Travis Hunter, the best player in the draft.
He was, honestly, if not for the fact that Tennessee needed a quarterback,
mm-hmm.
it became a question of, Cleveland, are you going to take at two overall? Are you going to take Travis Hunter? Do you maybe even think about Abdul Carter?
Yeah, to match
Abdul
with...
Carter was an outside shot for being the second player taken.
Yeah.
And Cleveland decided, nah, we don't want either of them.
And there's maybe more hype around him, too, if he doesn't pick up an injury that kind of not totally derails his pre-draft process, but definitely made it a little bit quieter.
And if that doesn't happen, is Abdul Carter the second player taken? Answer's still no. But it's not as wild of a thought. But Abdul Carter absolutely proved, yeah, you're the number three pick for a reason, and you probably would have gone number one in any other draft class in recent history because of that.
Or even just been the first defensive player taken if it weren't for you have the generational guy.
If Abdul Carter's in last year's draft class, the first defensive player is not taken 16th overall.
Yeah, it's absolutely correct. 803-0550, the number two call. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on the Buffalo Bills post-game show breaking down the 34-25 loss to the New York Giants. This is Buffalo Bills football.
White in the shotgun, blitz coming, rolls to his right, has a wide open receiver, it's Hamler, and he's in for the touchdown! It's a 39-yard touchdown hookup! Mike White to KJ Hamler!
That is Mike White on a fourth down play, throwing one of the highlights of the game. What is that, a 39-yard touchdown pass on fourth down to KJ Hamler. One of the guys absolutely fighting for one of the wide receiver spots, arguably wide receiver five, maybe even could go as deep as wide receiver six.
And that is a play that needs to be made. Mike White does a great job diagnosing that pre-snap. Like, he knows he's going to be able to kick out to the right. Hamler breaks free, and that's an easy one. Boot to the right, throws that ball. Both quarterbacks had a little bit of a Josh Allen-esque moment take over inside in the mentals.
Well, the first one was Mr. Trubisky. At the time, I said his best play in 2 years. The Tyrell Shavers took over for it. We were fine. But it was a throw to Palmer. Mm-hmm. I mean, changes the arm angle, zips it to
knows
him.
He's going
to
take a hit.
And Palmer comes up with it. Palmer, again, I mentioned too, he's kind of the only definitively starting receiver that we saw make a few plays. I think he had two catches for 21 yards.
He was the only one that got more than one target.
Yeah, he was. And that's the thing. The starters really were not out there for very long. I think it was two series, and Palmer's just able to get
and that second
two
series,
catches.
They ran the football.
Yeah.
Like Reggie Gilliam takes that one angle pass, gets him to about half, like to midfield, and then Ty Johnson takes over.
Ty Johnson, I've been saying it almost as a joke because of Josh Allen's press conference with the media mentioning Ty Johnson being a third down running back, and I've been pointing to like that's sort of a negative towards James Cook, but it should also be mentioned like Johnson was a key member for this Bills offense last year, and a big people wanted him back
more so. You saw a little microcosm of it today. Ray Davis is not having the best game on the ground. There is a 5-yard gain that he hammers out that he should have had 15 on the edge, but he slips.
Mm-hmm.
Which Turf Monster really caught a couple people today.
Especially early, yeah.
I did not like that. But Ray Davis is one of them. he has the block sealed on the edge, and he's going for 15 if he goes and he's able to get outside for the sweep.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. He does fight his way up the line of scrimmage, but that's a 15-yard gain. And it shows that, like, okay, maybe the offensive line could be doing something here. But it also shows, again, Bills running back room does this very often. Last year, you saw it a lot. When one running back is not going, the others will fill the void.
Yeah, very rarely was it the run game as a whole was not working. I mentioned that with Ray Davis, though. When James Cook was out, Davis has the one start against the Jets on primetime, and he was a demon. I mean, he was a monster out there, both in the receiving game and the running game. Ty Johnson had multiple games where he was one of their better receivers.
Right, and it does help the quarterback ultimately at the end of the day for what we have to do here.
Mm-hmm.
So looking at the quarterbacks, though, quarterback two competition, Mitch Trubisky started with the ones. Again, I give credit more to the Giants' defensive line. That's going to be a nightmare matchup for a lot of teams this year. But Trubisky ends the day 9 of 13, 138 yards with a passing touchdown as well. Mike White follows suit, though, 8 of 13, 112 yards, two passing touchdowns. He did take a sack in this game. Shane Bichelle, 91 yards on 10 of 12 passing, just to throw something for good measure on there. But nobody really gained or lost ground in the quarterback two battle, and that is your Eye on the Quarterback. It's brought to you by Great Lakes Building Systems. We keep an eye on your business so you don't have to. Great Lakes Building Systems, our business is protecting your business.
It was a fun time to watch all the quarterbacks be able to go back there and actually make big plays. And were they perfect? No. Mitch Trubisky's one touchdown pass to Dawson Knox. Not a great throw. I mean, flat out, we were all sitting here in our studio going,
I was kind of upset,
like,
about
what
it.
Are we doing? Like, this looks terrible. And that was the start of, you know, it's a not great go for him for a little while. But the Shavers pass is fantastic. Shavers, by the way, is somebody I have really started to grow, not attached to, but just a grower and an affinity for, you know, as much as I am a big Elijah Moore guy. And I think there is talent there that he could help a team with. I threw it up on social media, too. And for me, it's, I don't care about the hype or the hope there. I just want the best players that are making plays. And Shavers right now sounds like he's that guy. And then today, I mean, we can mention the big 51-yard catch or 58-yard catch. The moment he hit the field, he had a 12-yard slant route for a first down immediately. He also, as well, kind of fills a role that really they only have Keon Coleman for. Keon is the big 6'4 guy, 220. Shavers is 6'4, 211, 6'3, 211. You know, he also adds in that size element. And I'm not saying he's going to be one of their main guys, but as I've mentioned, with, you know, the everyone eats mantra that they are very much living now after one successful season with it, there's going to be opportunities for wide receiver 5 and potentially wide receiver 6. I think they should keep 6 because you should not let a guy like Tyrell Shavers get poached by another team because he's on the practice squad. He is an NFL receiver. To what extent? I don't know. It's probably not Pro Bowl, right? It's probably a guy that just is on a roster.
I am starting to wonder.
But he's going to get poached.
I'm starting to wonder something, though. How do you let Tyrell Shavers down the field like that with like 12 seconds left? Genuinely funny.
The Bucs did it years ago in a postseason game to Cooper Kupp. It happens. It only really seems to happen in video games, but every now and then it happens in real life.
But that, it's something that I had to think about just now. Like, how'd you let that happen?
He was wide open.
But
he
also,
was wide
good
open.
For Trubisky. Nails it in stride. He doesn't underthrow it. Shavers doesn't really have to slow down for that ball. Mm-hmm. It was the perfect way for him to end his day because it really does change everything for him, though. Because without that chunk of yardage,
there's a lot of dump offs.
You're looking at 8 of 12 and
under 100 yards.
Under 100 yards, about 80.
And then you're looking more to on the other team, Russell Wilson, 6 of 7, 28 yards.
Yeah. Way to be the only pedestrian man here today, Russell Wilson. Good for you. Staying on brand right now. He used to be and what he is now are such a far cry.
Yeah, they are very different at this point. 803-0550, the number two call. We'll listen back to some players after a quick timeout. Zach Jones and Derek Kramer with you here. This is the Buffalo Bills Radio Network. Welcome back, everyone, to the Buffalo Bills postgame show as The 2025 season is officially underway. Preseason game number one is done and over. The Giants do take this one 34-25. That is the first time the Bills have lost in Highmark Stadium since the 2024 preseason. Plenty of players speaking with the media following today's game, and we will go to them here in just a moment. But I do want to remind you that TRS Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical Excellence is here to help intercept your heating bills. Keep listening to WGR 550 this football season to find out how you can win $1,200 towards your home heating costs. Don't fumble this opportunity. TRS Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical Excellence, powering tomorrow and comforting today. Now, let us go back to the locker room, and we'll first hear from Bills rookie defensive back Jordan Hancock. And that is brought to you by Reimer Home Services. Homes rely on the Rhino.
With on the sidelines after things happen, go back to the sidelines, talk through things.
Well, really, DeMar Hamlin, he helps me a lot just on the field, off the field. So really, DeMar.
What is it about DeMar helping you that helps your game?
Really, just him, me being a rookie, I don't really know too much right now. So him being a vet, he's been through a lot also. So really formations and off the field stuff as well. So I really look up to him.
Thing after preseason game number one that was just like shock factor for you of like, wow, I'm in the NFL now?
Nah, not for real. It wasn't too hard out there in my opinion, so yeah.
I know it didn't count because of the penalty, but just walk us through the interception, what you saw, Jordan.
Yeah, really, they were going through the same concept every time, so I knew second and long they were going to run that same concept, so I sat in the middle of the field. Jameis, he threw the ball a little bit over, so I just caught it, and the rest was history after that.
We talk with Bobby sometimes about the balance of you playing nickel versus safety and putting a lot on your plate. How are you handling everything?
I think it's an easy transition for real. There's still like little stuff I have to work on, but it's been a smooth transition because I got great veteran guys that helped me a lot and great coaches.
See, I know the two turnover plays, you don't end with those, but it just seems like around the ball all afternoon long. Did it feel like you kind of felt like you were playing fast?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, that's our motto right now, smart, fast, physical. And I'm really just trying to take that to the field every day, what all the coaches are harping on. So I really just go out there and try to play fast.
What's it been like in that room? Because obviously with Taylor, you know, he's had a lot of years in this league. How much are you able to kind of lean on him and some of the other vets in that defensive backs room?
Yeah, I lean on all the guys for real. All of them help me a lot. It's a great family in there. They welcome me with open arms, the nickel room and the safety room. So it's just been great just learning and picking their brain.
I mean, you have a guy right there in Cam who's kind of gone through this for the last 7 years of his life at the NFL level. How much easier, helpful at least, does it make it for you?
Oh, yeah, it makes it very helpful. You know, Cam, he helps me a lot. He gives me a lot of wisdom, just stuff I don't know right now. He helps me a lot. So Cam and all the DBs in general, but I really look up at Cam and everyone else.
That was Bills rookie defensive back Jordan Hancock. He was very active in the second half and just missed out on the interception. Had it, but a penalty took that away. We'll go back to the locker room here, and that is, of course, brought to you by Reimer Home Services. Homes rely on the Rhino. And we'll hear now from Frank Gore. 5 catches, 49 yards. Also had 5 carries for 21 yards. Here is the second-year running back.
What did you think about the way he played today?
TC?
Yeah.
Oh, he had a lot of pass deflections. I'm happy for him.
Appreciate you.
Thank you.
How would you evaluate, you know, how you played out there tonight?
Made some plays. Tried my best. Gave my all. We'd go back to the film, see what was all going on. So, just happy all around.
You seem like you make plays every time you have the ball in your hand. I mean, that's just kind of what's been happening going back to the preseason. I mean, you know, is there just something about getting that opportunity and understanding that might be your limited shot?
I'm a football player. Yeah. I don't look at it as preseason, as this my only shot, but I'm a football player. If I have to block, I have to block. If I have to catch, I have to catch. If I have to run, I have to run. Last year, I was on practice squad, so I looked at it as I was able to learn from Ray, Jimbo, Ty. Ty taught me a lot, actually. So I'm just excited to be able to play again.
What's the biggest difference for you from year one to year two, Frank?
A lot stronger. I know a lot more confidence. That's the biggest thing, more confident in what I'm doing. That's the biggest thing.
And then just take me through the play at the end, obviously. Did you think that you reached it across, or was there anything that you think you could have done a little bit different, or no?
I kind of was a little bit short. I tried to reach, so I don't know if I was able to reach and get in, but I knew like it was like a bang-bang play.
Yeah, it was pretty close. I mean, it could have gone either way, I guess.
It took a while for them to see it. I knew it was a bang-bang play, though. I came to the sideline, told Skip right away. Like, I don't know.
What do you do after a game? Do you – How quickly do you and your dad communicate?
He probably called me already. I know he texted me when we was already out there. You know, my dad's a little league coach now.
Okay, awesome.
8 years old, coached my little brother's team, Plantation. So I know they played like at 11 when I talked to my little brother last night. So I knew as soon as their game was over. I don't know if he caught like the first quarter, but I'm positive that he was flying home.
Is your little brother running back too?
Linebacker. Right. He liked defense, liked to hit.
He likes to hit.
Yes. Right, thanks, thank you.
That was second-year running back for the Buffalo Bills, Frank Gore Jr. Probably is going to have to check his phone. His dad probably got a hold of him. I didn't know if he got in. I like to hear the honesty, too, that he thought it was a bang-bang play going over to the sideline going, don't totally know if I got over the pylon there. We have been getting connect to our fans. When we do that, it is, of course, powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store to check out the latest deals. We will take our next time out here, 803-0550, the number to call. You want to join our Buffalo Bills postgame show. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, hanging with you here for a few more hours. This is the Buffalo Bills Radio Network.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Welcome back, everyone. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer with you here for the Buffalo Bills postgame show, as the Bills do fall in their one and only preseason game this year at Highmark Stadium, 34-25. For many fans, it will be the last time they go to Highmark Stadium. Talked a lot about that today on the pregame show. It's one of the less expensive games to go to, especially now with how good the Bills are. There's a lot of primetime games as well. I imagine there was a lot of you out there who took your kids there for the first time. This will ultimately be the last time. It was an exciting game. Didn't end in a Bills win, but it is preseason. It does not count. And again, final score 34-25. The Bills will next be in action, not in the afternoon, but next Sunday at Chicago. 8 p.m. kickoff. Again, that is next Sunday, August 17th. That's their final two preseason games. Going to both be on the road, also both going to be at night. They'll wrap up the preseason on Saturday, August 23rd at Tampa, 7:30. Next week, though, at Chicago, Sunday at 8 p.m. That'll do it for our post-game show. Me and Derek, though, we will be with you for at least another hour for the Transitown Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram overtime show. But for all our affiliates, that will do it here for the network. Have a wonderful rest of your day. This is Buffalo Bills football.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.